This is On a Cloud, and I'm Jeff King. Today I want to go over the differences between queues and topics, or really what topics can enable for you. So queues and topics are something that exists within the service bus on Azure. Queuing is fairly generic, so you can think of that as really any queuing technology. So I'm going to hone in on what the difference is between a queue and a topic and talk about the topic more. What I've drawn here is a set of messages going into a queue. There is some differentiation between the messages. In this case, we have one that's red and two that are black. So that's actually data that's going into the queue. I've drawn up a simple dequeuing subscriber. So this subscriber is going to get all of the messages. So this is just a typical queue and then subscriber model that we have pulling off the queue. So the thing that is interesting about topics is that you can actually have a subscriber that is interested in a specific message type. So this enables you to have multiple subscribers that are pulling off specific types of messages. So moving this onto a topic would give you the ability for some of your subscribers to be only interested in the black messages and to have other subscribers that are only interested in the red messages. And then of course, on top of that, you could also have subscribers that are interested in both sets of data. So in this case, we have a new subscriber, and he could be interested in both sets of red and black messages, or maybe it's a new type. So this is a good model. So if you have the specific red messages, let's say these are really high priority, or let's say they need to alert somebody of an action that's occurring. So this could go to this subscriber that takes that specific action on this type of message, making sure that your administrators are notified in near real time. Whereas the black ones might be, you know, you might be able to handle them slower. All they need to do is get written to a database or something like that. And then down here, you could have like an audit log being pumped into with all the messages that are going through the queue. So this is a really good way to slice and dice your data as it's going through a queue. And the subscribers, all they're really doing is when they hook up to, you know, what is in effect the queue, is they're using a SQL compliant language filter. So this filter will filter down to a subset of the messages that they want. Anyways, I hope this is really clear. It's pretty simple, and really it's quite powerful what you can do with subscribers. Please feel free to hit me up on Twitter, and I'll help you with anything that I can. Have a good day.